This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Tuesday, March 24th. I'm Katie Brown. California Attorney General Rob Bonta is weighing in on a lawsuit against ICE that challenges conditions at the Adelanto Processing Center in San Bernardino County. The lawsuit seeks to improve conditions for detainees. Anthony Victoria, with our California newsroom partner, KVCR, has more.
The lawsuit was filed by several immigrant rights groups earlier this year on behalf of detainees at Adelanto. AG Rob Bonta says he's supporting the lawsuit because it's in the public's interest to draw attention to conditions inside. Bonta says his office visited the detention center last July. They found that detainees weren't getting timely medical treatment or good meals. They also said staffing levels were not at pace with the sharp increase in detainees. Bonta hopes the court will review his office's findings and end, quote, the civil rights violations at Adelanto. The Department of Homeland Security says the allegations of inhumane conditions are false and that ICE has better conditions than most U.S. prisons. I'm Anthony Victoria.
After approving layoffs for 160 Pajaro Valley Unified School District employees in December, the school district's Board of Trustees is considering closing and merging schools to consolidate district resources. The move comes in the wake of declining enrollment and loss of state and federal COVID-19 funds. A group called Sustainable Schools Advisory will begin meeting April 14th. By November 18th, they will present the trustees their final recommendations for which schools should be shuttered or consolidated. People interested in joining the committee can apply on the district's website through April 3rd. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow.